Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to Beauty Talk. I'm your host, Janice Tunnell. Today, October 21st, I just want to remind you all before we speak with our guest tonight that the call-in number is 914-803-4399. Again, the number is 914-803-4399. And I'm going to hand it over to Denise really quickly for some beauty news.
Good evening, everyone. I just have three little items. One is just a quick reminder, the countdown to the Fall Beauty Masterclass of the fall season presented by makeup artist Viola Nicholson. Legendary celebrity makeup artist Sam Fine will appear in the Vertigo Lounge at the Dana Hotel in Chicago on October 27th from 2 to 5 p.m., just wanted to remind you all, if you're still planning to do that or if you're interested in doing that, the cost of the class is $100, and you can contact Viola for more information at 312-204-7307. Also, there's an event taking place in New York City. It's a breast cancer awareness event, the New York City Preliminary Round of Speed Rack on November 4th. At the Santos Party House, they're looking for four makeup artists to volunteer to participate in this event. And if you're interested in that, you can contact Linnea Johansson. Her email address is linnea@johansson.com. And we will put this news out on our blog for you all if you're still interested in that. Or if you want to, you can email us at illusionsbeauty@gmail.com. And the very last thing we want to say, a happy birthday to New York-based makeup artist Deshawn Hatcher. Today's her birthday, so happy birthday to Deshawn. And to any other beauty professionals who may be celebrating a birthday today or this month, happy birthday to you all as well.
Thank you very much. I want to say hello and welcome to the show to Miss Natori Norton and Brady Evans. Hey, ladies.
Hey.
Hey. Hi. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for having me.
And me too. Amazing.
Thank you both for joining us. I know you have busy schedules, so we're not going to hold you long. I just want to start off the show by just both of you briefly, just really quickly, introducing yourselves and telling our listening audience who you are and how we would know you.
Okay. I'll go first. I'm Naturi, as you said, Naturi Norton, and I'm just honored to say that, you know, I've been able to actually have a career as a singer and an actress. Started in the girl group 3LW, and some of you may have seen movies like Lottery Ticket that I starred in alongside Ice Cube and Bow Wow. Notorious, which was my first film. I played Little Kim, and I also did the remake of the movie version of Fame. So I've just been blessed, and I just finished working with you guys, and I'm happy to be on the show.
Yay! I love it. Well, I am Braylee Evans, and I have worked with these lovely ladies, and I'm so glad to also be here. I have been in Just Right with Queen Latifah and Common and Paula Patton. And then my second film was Sparkle with the late, great Whitney Houston, Jordan Sparks, Derek Luke. Omari Hart would have, you know, wonderful cast. And then just to recently finishing up Regina King's directorial debut. So excited to work with you guys on that. Let the church say amen.
Amen. Yes. I didn't know we were mentioning it, but yes, and I'm glad that I got to work with Braylee and you guys on Let the Church Say Amen as well, which I'm a part of. I'm super excited for the world to see this movie.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, the first question I want to ask you, ladies, I normally, when I interview actresses, I normally ask this question somewhere in the middle of the interview. And then the second part of the question is a question that we normally ask every guest that we have on at the end of the show. So I'm going to combine them the two together and ask you guys right now. In your opinion, how do you believe Hollywood defines beauty? And then how does that answer link up with how you define beauty?
Mm. Ooh, that's deep, girl.
Well, I'll go first.
Oh, yeah, go
the
for it.
The way I see Hollywood defines beauty, I think that Hollywood overall, and I'm going to include, you know, Hollywood as a whole. I'm not going to take just the African-American sector. Look at it as a whole. They define it as one who is healthy, one who is not so much ethnic, to be honest. I think it's very Barbie-ish. That's the way I, you know, from the magazines that I've looked at, from the TV shows, the way they're cast, from the movies, the way they're cast, very Barbie-ish. Now, we are fortunate that things have been, doors have been open for us, and there is some change happening. I think there more change can happen, and those who sit on the seats who, you know, get to define that beauty by what they put out there, you know, the editors of the magazines and things like that, I think it's changing because you do see a lot more ethnicity being on the cover of magazines, a lot more than used to be. I think there's still room for more. Also in lead roles on television and in film, we can definitely use more. However, in me being a larger girl, I've definitely, you know, seen my demographic represented. And but again, there is room for more.
Absolutely. Yeah, no. And, well, this is Naturi speaking, and I agree with what Braylee said. I mean, there's so many things that we could continue to advance our representation in Hollywood. But one thing to answer the question about beauty in Hollywood that I've always noticed and that just my opinion, it feels like Hollywood is constantly chasing what's popular. So that could be, you know, a specific look that, you know, it could be the blonde bombshell. It could be, you know, the specific types of a brunette that's like a Megan Fox. I mean, it depends. But I feel like Hollywood sometimes gets stuck in whatever they're chasing for that time period, and that is what they believe is beautiful, whatever is popular, whatever is the masses, whatever is new hot look, which could be so many things. So I think Hollywood, although it evolves, it feels like it's still taking the same approach to beauty as opposed to widening their, you know, spectrum of beauty, and as opposed to putting something out there and making themselves, you know, I think a game changer. They're constantly chasing what's popular, and a lot of times that excludes us, you know, women of color. It excludes, you know, different, you know, sizes. It excludes different colors of women, you know, different types of people. So I think, unfortunately, you know, although we've gained a lot of strides, I think Hollywood trying to chase what's the hot look or the popular person or even celebrities in the music business. I mean, it's so many different ways that Hollywood sometimes puts themselves in a box.
Absolutely. And someone just made a great point. And you kind of touched on it a little bit, Victoria. They made a great point in the chat room. But both of you are very beautiful brown girls. And you're not at the point where, oh, you know, she could go this way. No, you're brown, both of you. You know, do you think that there will be changes? Do you think we'll start to see more brown girls in lead roles, or do you think still Hollywood is still chasing after what they feel is more popular?
You said, do you think there'll be more brown girls in lead roles?
Yeah, do you think we'll start seeing more of that? Or?
Well, I mean, I'm a brown girl, and I just was the lead of Let the Church Say Amen. So
amen
to that. And amen to that. And Regina King is a brown, beautiful
brown
woman
too.
Who has been a leading lady and also now directing, you know, in this film. So it always inspires me to see people like, you know, Angela Bassett, Regina King, and
right.
so many women that are beautiful and, you know, brown-skinned women. They're showing that they can achieve even more outside of just being an actress. We are really gaining areas of writing and writers and directors. So I hope to see more of that in Hollywood. I'm encouraged and I'm hopeful, but I know, you know, it's not going to be an easy road just being a woman of color, especially being a visibly black woman. Like, I am not, ain't no mistaking with me when you see me.
Right.
You know what I say to that too is, hey, you know, the brown skin girl is getting her due. Thank you,
mm-hmm.
Octavia. Thank you, Viola.
Mm-hmm.
Thank
Viola
you,
Davis.
You know,
yes.
Thank you so much for trailblazing and creating that lane where Notori
Absolutely.
And myself
can
travel
can
on
now
through.
Fill that lane. Absolutely.
Exactly. So they've made it, and those are those two women that I just mentioned would be two lanes for both of us. Am I right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Look at them as the older version of what we're doing. So
absolutely.
So
that makes me happy. It makes me encouraged for our future.
The little gold man.
Let me ask this, and this is Denise speaking, but how do you market yourselves, or do you have a team of, you know, managers, publicists, or whatever? How do you market yourself to get the leading role as a brown-skinned woman in the what we would call white movie?
Wow. Well, I'll just, this is Natari. I think, well, I do have, you know, a management team and agents and publicists, which are all very helpful. And having a great team is half of the battle because they will pitch you, fight for you. They see the vision before maybe the studio sees the vision or before the producers get the vision. So I think having a great team, you know, to answer that question and the publicist and all that, it helps to get you the visibility that will make people intrigued about you, whether it's just having you come in for a meeting. I mean, you may not always get the part. You may not get to be the leading lady, but what it will do is keep them on their toes when they see your work, when they hear about you, when you're in the room. So that always helps with just getting opportunities. And for me, I market myself, I mean, in my own way, outside of just like the business relationships, making my own relationships. You know, we have to remember that it's our careers, and this goes out to all the aspiring, you know, entertainers or actresses. You can't put it all in the hands of your agent or your manager or your publicist even. You have to be so proactive about you know, making sure that, you know, you're networking, making sure that you like the look that you're walking outside with. You don't want to be a gimmick. You want to make sure that when you go somewhere, you feel like you. So when people do see you, they get it. So I think if you are, you know, proactive about yourself, your career, and your vision for what you want to do as an actress, more and more people will start to pay attention.
Right.
Absolutely. And just to add on to that, I would say it is extremely important to get out there. Everybody doesn't have a team. I am one of them.
Absolutely,
started in this business just a few years ago, and I did have a commercial agent when I started out, but when it was time to go to theatrical, I didn't have anyone representing me. I don't have a manager. I didn't have a publicist. So I'm more like most of you who are listening, you know, wanting to get into this business. What I did was I literally, well, my girlfriend, love her to death, who said, Braylee, the reason why you're not famous and you're not, you know, where you're supposed to be on that big screen is because no one knows you're alive. So, well, we took social media and we took those opportunities and used them to our advantage. I shot a show called The Braylee Show, and please do check it out. Hop on my website, BraylieEvans.com, or go to Google and just put in Braylee Evans, BRELYEVANS, and a lot of my Braylee Show clips will come up. We put those clips out there, and they didn't go viral, like with thousands of people seeing them or anything like that, but the right few hundred saw it, mm-hmm. which caused me to get the phone calls like, hi, we have a part for you in Just Right. I was like, no come in for no meeting, no audition, nothing. Oh, okay. So, you know, it, it is totally about, and I would love to eradicate the word aspiring. I can't stand it. When people, oh, I'm aspiring, do stop it. Don't aspire to be anything else in your life. Just start being
just
it
be
right
it.
Now. And so that's what I started doing. I started being the actress I wanted to be right on YouTube. I mean, you know, even though it was going to be two people watching it, I'm already being it. Therefore, the world, the universe, God, my guardian angels, they have no diligence demands partnership of the spirit. So that when you're diligent about who you are and what you do, the world's just going to get in line and say, oh, this is the way you want me to flow. So that's exactly what I did. And I did not have all the, you know, things that most actresses have. And I only got those things after Sparkle. So please believe, like, the movies that I've done were all, you know, not covered by such a team. So I'm saying that to say, all of you who are listening, get out there, do the work. Do the work. Get your friend to shoot. You have a friend that wants to be a camera person. You have a friend that wants to do makeup. A friend that wants to do hair.
Or a writer who's a friend. I
or,
mean, there's
exactly.
so many.
Pull your
resources,
your talents, and your resources together. And you got to shoot something. Be sure to name everybody in the credits so that somebody, oh, I love the outfits that were in that YouTube. You know, just pull your resources and get to work now. You say, I am an actor. I am a makeup artist. I am, you know, a hairstylist. This is who I am and what I do. So I just say get to work.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I'm so happy you said that because I have a friend who I've been saying that for years. Pull your resources together. First of all, tell everybody what you want to do or what you
what you want to do. I love that you guys have in the beginning of your show where you say, hey, there's an opportunity for you to do makeup for an event, and it is non-paying, it sounds like. But that's another thing. Do not work for money.
Exactly.
Do not work for money. Like, let me tell you how many things. I'm sure, Natura, you've done a ton of things for free, too.
Yes.
And
that's how you build.
That's how you get your resume together when you do things for free. You also hone your craft and become good at what you do. And not only that, what I like to tell people is it's so amazing when I look back to all the free things and gigs I did. Now the checks are being able to – the checks have caught up with what I did and surpassed.
Oh,
so your checks will surpass that which you put in. So do the work. And then – then sit back and, you know, you never really sit back, to be honest. But you do the work so that it will catch up to you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely.
So now, every makeup artist that heard that event, they need to be rushing to call that number to be the first one.
Absolutely, because those type of things
and
turn
it's
into paid off.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah. Now, Natori, I know that you can't be with us long, so when you have to go, just...
Oh, yeah, sure. No, I'm good. If you have any more questions or anything specific for me or that I can kind of just talk to your listeners about, I'm game.
Yeah, I want to know from both of you, when young African-American women see the both of you on stage, on the big screen, in the magazine, what do you want them to see?
What do I want them to what?
What do you want young African-American women to see in you when they you, you know?
That's a great question. Well, I'll answer that as far as me, because I started off, you know, I was a singer first, and I mainly transitioned into the acting business. You know, I've been through so many things, but, you know, God willing, I'm, like, going to continue to have the career I've been having. But one thing I want people to see, and some people know my story and some people don't, but when they do see my work, or, you know, I was on Broadway and Hairspray for 3 years and now doing films like, you know, the ones I've done, I feel like people need to know that there's a journey, there's a story, there's a struggle. I didn't just pop out of nowhere. A lot of people who knew me from the group 3OW thought, you know, oh, like, you know, she kind of disappeared and now all of a sudden I was playing Little Kim and Notorious, but that's actually not how it all went down after the group that I was in. I went to college. I studied political science at Seton Hall University. And then I also was studying music. I was working on, you know, auditionings for different, you know, musicals and plays. And then I booked a musical on Broadway. And I did it for 3 years. But people don't know a lot of times that your journey, although it's hard, although that it's long, and although sometimes you feel like giving up, which I did many a days, I felt like I wasn't going to make it. But it just kind of reminds, you know, everyone out there that it's all part of making you the best artist you can be. Because
right.
if you have, you know, everything's not going to come easy, but if you fight for it and if you work in, and even when people don't even know about what you're doing, the fact that you're hustling, you're grinding, you're learning, you're taking class, you're studying your craft, whatever it takes, and that's kind of my story. I feel like, you know, no matter what I've been through, I want people to see that it is always possible to come out of it when you feel
absolutely.
Like it. I mean, because that's just the truth. In my, you know, beliefs and my faith, and I've just been blessed, I always want people to know that my story wasn't easy, and I know so many people out there, their stories are not going to be, you know, a skip in a park, but it's so
right.
worth it. So I just think that that's something that I want especially young African-Americans to know, men and women, because it's not easy, and this game will try to, like, knock you down. It'll try to make you feel like I'm not worthy or I'm not good enough. Just know I'm a living example, and we all can be that living example, that you can achieve anything. Just remember that the journey is going to be a marathon. It's not a sprint. It's a process.
Mm-hmm.
Amen to that.
Right.
Braley speaking. Amen to what she just said. And what, in a nutshell, what I'm hearing is enjoy the journey and not
mm-hmm.
the destination.
Yes.
Make every day. I tell people this, too. I have the wonderful privilege of now going around the country and speaking to youth. And you know, I've spoken at corporate events, too. And I tell them, put no in your gas tank and go. That's one of my little slogans I always say. The no's should fuel you to your yes. That is your fuel, because you get excited when you hear no, because you're like, yes, that's one more closer, you know, one more closer to a yes. So it's really your perspective, and it's really how you view things. When people see me out there in the movies and, you know, on magazines or wherever they may see me, on YouTube, wherever, on my Facebook or my Twitter, I want people to know that anything is possible, that you dream it. And we've heard it all of our lives. If you conceive it and you can believe it, then you can have it. Like, I want people to know all you have to do is be it, do it, and you can have it. That's it. And I a little bit beg to differ on yes, there are bumps in the road. Let me not sit here and say I haven't had bumps in the road. It's been completely peachy keen. But what I have say is, when God is involved, my whole everything is a faith walk.
Changes,
The name of my company is actually Water Walkers Worldwide Incorporated. Like, this is a faith journey, and if you don't have that piece, then I'm not really sure how successful or, you know, the situation will be. But the faith piece will take you so far. This industry has caused me to become more spiritual probably than I would have been otherwise, because literally by faith do I go from project to project. When I was in Atlanta shooting with you all, I had no idea what my next project would be at that time. And I sit here talking to you guys on the phone in North Carolina on my next set. Like, it's such a faith walk. And so it's important that you line up your spiritual life and that you have some integrity when nobody's looking and when the lights are off. That's what I want young people to know, is that when your integrity and when you are who you say you are, when no one's looking, when those things line up, honey, the doors will open up. There's nothing that will be withheld from you. Your desires will be given to you if you do it God's way. And that's what I want them to know from me. That, you know, she's really preachy and she's really whatever. I want them to know that if you can have whatever you want when you do it God's way, and that's what I want them to know from me. Like, there's a way to get anything you want and have it be successful, everything you touch, and have it not be, you know, maybe you don't, I've become comfortable with living with uncertainty, and that takes some training, because before I used to be very uncomfortable when I didn't know where my next check was coming from. Mm-hmm. That was very uncomfortable.
We all go through that.
And I don't know,
struggle.
In the makeup world, do you guys go through that too?
Oh, my God.
Oh,
we're
yeah.
going through it now. You know, that pretty much says that you've grown in your faith. You got to the point where, you know, you trust God with every aspect of your life.
So it's not these jobs.
Absolutely.
Right, absolutely.
It's not a casting agent that is responsible for my
They are not in control.
Success.
That's so
they
true.
They are not in control. They are not sovereign.
And you know, it's so crazy because I forget that just because Braylee was talking about it and you guys responded in the makeup world. I forget that it's not just actors. Like, you know, we're
right.
all,
everybody,
we're
everybody
all trying to figure
right?
out, you know, what's next.
But think about it. We're all in the same business, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We're all filmmakers, and you know, in our own
in
way.
In different ways.
So if,
yes.
yeah. So if
I can't do
know,
my job without you, vice
and
right.
we can't do
we
it.
We need
yep.
that project. Absolutely.
Exactly.
We need that project. But I just
so
want
to
say
to support
our,
each other.
Exactly. And I just want to say to our listeners that our guests tonight are two of the most beautiful and
Aww.
Loveliest actresses that I think we've worked with in a long time. I mean,
thank
wow.
you.
I mean, beautiful on the outside, but as well, I mean, just have beautiful spirits. And just, you know, I think you all just brought joy to the project and to the hair and makeup trailer every day that
Aww,
you
wrote. Thank you so much. I feel
yes,
the same way
you.
About you two. And
Absolutely.
That is such a compliment. Thank you. Because that's really, to me, part of my purpose. You know, this is Naturi speaking, mm-hmm. and I just feel like sometimes we get caught up in just doing our lines and going in as actresses and being beautiful and doing the part. But at the end of the day, if I can touch someone, if I can be a
yes,
friend to someone, if I can encourage,
exactly.
you know, you never know. It could be an extra who's watching on set who feels
right.
renewed and encouraged by what I've done on that one day on the set. So sometimes we have to look beyond just the job. We have to look at our purpose.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that that
yeah.
gives us more of a fulfilled, you know, purpose in how we do our art, how we do, you know, how we do makeup, how we do, you know, writing, how we do directing, how we do music or acting. In every
mm-hmm.
way, if you know that your purpose is bigger than just the job itself, I think
mm-hmm.
you'll forever be fulfilled and be happy.
Mm. That goes
yes.
to say,
so,
even when you don't get the job, how about that? Even
right.
I know. How about
your
that?
Your preparation that's... for, say, an audition or something, when you're preparing for that and you prepare in such a way that, you know, if you worked for God, how would you work? That's kind of how I go for things. Like, if he was going to be the boss when I'm walking in, how would I do it then? How would I conduct
mm-hmm.
myself? What are the things I would say? How would I be... Because if you do it that way, you can for sure, you're just going to be winning all the time. Trust and believe
Absolutely.
That the four of us on this radio station right now did not get here because we were cute. we got here because we put the work in and
right.
we obviously exuded something that, you know, someone saw something in us. It was nothing but us mm-hmm. saying, you know what? I'm
mm-hmm.
going to put the work in and not just rely on being cute or, you know,
and exactly.
or being talented. Neither
uh-huh.
one of them rely on
it. Because it's deeper than that sometimes,
it's
too.
Deeper.
You gotta have more.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Well, I'm going to have to run. I hate to get off the call, but I'm so glad I got a chance to talk and then kind of share with Braylee our experiences. If there's anything, I just want to thank you guys and thank your listeners. And, you know, I thank you both, Denise and Janice and Beauty Talk Radio, just for having me and just being encouraging to all of the people out there who sometimes don't get to hear our stories. They just think,
right.
oh, you know, they think, I wish
easy.
I could get there. They think it's like, or they think I can just pop up into space and be where I am today. But I'm glad I think it's important to have these discussions so that people know it is, like I said earlier, it's a journey. It's not going to be easy, but just know that you can get there if you put in the work, like Braylee said. So I'm grateful, and I'm just glad that I got a chance to chat with you guys. And hopefully everyone enjoys and watches Let the Church Say Amen. And I'm glad I got to work with you beautiful ladies.
Thank
well,
you
we
very
love
much,
you too.
I love you guys. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Natori.
Oh,
take care,
of course.
Talk to you later.
Okay,
Now, Braylee.
Yes. Take care.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. I have a question for you. You touched on something a little earlier, but first we have a caller, and I want to get her on because she's been waiting for a few minutes. So hold on 1 second here. Hello?
Hi.
Hey, how are you? Sounds like Sharon Tina.
It is Sharon Tina. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. Good evening, everyone.
Hi there.
So I had a question. You talked a lot about how your faith kind of gets you through trying times during your journey. But besides your faith, what else kind of inspires you to keep going when you have tough times?
When I'm having tough times, what inspires me is seeing those who've gone before me. That's why it's always important to, like for me, of course, I'm looking at Oprah. I mean, it's just,
yeah.
That's who I have chosen to, I believe that, even the Violas and the Octavias who have gone before me and achieved great things, they've done that. You know, I don't know if they know it. I mean, maybe they do, but they've done that so that I can see it's possible. And so
yes.
When I'm in down in the dumps on myself about whatever, I go, hey, they went before me to show me I could do it. This is all in part of the design and part of the plan. So in a lot of times, even in college, I remember before I graduated, I thought it was so tough. Like, oh, my God, I can't get through this, you know.
Yes.
And my parents would be like, honey, if everybody thought no one was graduating college. And you have to think about it. Things are designed for difficulty so it can sharpen your character. So it's
okay.
A pruning, and it's a pressurization that's happening to improve you. So it's a good thing. So when things are going tough, you know, sit back and read. It's all about perception. If you say, oh, this is good. This is terrible, but I'm going to praise in the midst of it, and I'm also just going to take the lesson and get on with it. Like, get on with it. Like, if you pass this test, it's one test, you don't have to go over again. So
yes.
That's pretty much what I would say, and that's how I get through it.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling.
Thanks.
Thank
Be
you,
sure
thank
to
you.
Check me out on Twitter. At
Braylee.
Sure. But isn't that kind of how it always is, though? When you when you're going through a tough time, and you know, and after you get over the fact that, you know, it's not really always about you. Isn't it always when you kind of think about it and you kind of realize, I can't possibly be the only person in the world going through a tough time. I can't
exactly.
possibly be the only person in the world going through this, what I'm going through right now. And you think about the people who have gone before you and who've walked the same path, who've gone through the same tough times, and they survived it. And look at them now. So, you know, that's kind of definitely encouraging to say, once I get over myself and thinking it's always, you know, about me.
Woe is me. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, woe is me, you know. Look at what everybody else did. Look how they came through it, you know? And
yeah,
still, no matter what it is, no matter what brings you through it, and no matter whose experience brings you through it, it all still goes back to your relationship with Jesus Christ.
Absolutely.
And, you know, what he is to you and how he kind of, you know, moves things for you to get to where you want to be.
And trust and believe, God allows some things, those who know the word, y'all know I will go there. God, Job, hello, the story of Job. Get in your word so that you can be prepared when things come your way, that God will allow some things that aren't so pretty. Sometimes he needs to get our attention and things happen, and then you're like, oh, okay, you have to remember who your source is. But sometimes it's just a testing of your faith and who you are. That story of Job, I mean, he took everything, his children, his wife, his cattle, his land. He was stripped down. He was stripped down to nothing, you know what I mean? And he still would not curse God. So it's like you got to know if Job couldn't. And then Job got blessed and had more than what he started out with. I mean, come on. Like, we have to read these stories and become personal with it and put yourselves in it so that when your time of testing comes up, you can refer back to, oh, this is the same thing that happened to such and such. I'm going to be all right. Just like, you know what I mean? So I do that. Like, oh, my gosh, when I go through, I try to find, well, which Bible story is closest to what I'm going through and how can I use that as encouragement to get through the test? And it's really, like I said, this is like pick what you want from the catalog of life.
Yeah.
Put your focus on God, and I promise you it will just come to you.
Because there's not one situation in this world that's new.
Right under the sun, as they say.
Yeah. It's happened before.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody's gone through it before.
Yeah.
Now, Brittany, I want to go back just a little bit. Earlier when you were talking about how Hollywood defines beauty, you mentioned healthy, not so
yes.
thick. Can we talk just a little bit about, if we can, I don't know if we can mention it or not, but can we talk a little bit about the work that you do with Jenny Craig?
Absolutely. I mean, I am
okay.
their national spokesperson. I'm sure they want me talking about Jenny Craig every chance I get. I've recently lost 33 pounds, and I'm on my way to my 40. I cannot wait to show you guys my 40 pounds down. I'm working very hard at it. So I talk about Hollywood. I used to be upset with Hollywood for having a whole bunch of skinny folk, you know, on the magazines mm-hmm. and in the movies. And I think I was that way because I was a thicker girl. And as
mm-hmm.
I'm coming down in weight, I have a different perspective. My perspective is changing because I don't see it as so negative anymore that they put in front of us not skinny people, but like I say, healthy people. That's so important because guess what? Being the best actress I can be is not going to call, you know, it doesn't call for me being 200 pounds. It just doesn't. If when Steven Spielberg calls me and tells me I need you to run through the woods, well, at 200 pounds, I'm going to get killed by the boogeyman in the first 5 minutes of the film. I would like to last a little longer than that, so therefore I need to lose some weight. And it just is what it is. You know, people put a lot on it and put, you know, kind of go overboard. But I need to lose the weight so that I can be successful the way I want to be successful in my career. I want to lose the weight because I want children one day. I'm not married, and, you know, I still have this wedding to be a part of. I still have children to have. Like, there's a lot that being healthy is going to cause me to live longer. You know, I'm having a ball. I have
mm-hmm.
more energy. It's just so much better to be healthy than to be overweight and busted and disgusted. You know, it just is. So I'm not upset with thinner women being put in the front anymore because I'm going, oh, well, if I just change my perspective and say they're giving me this is what healthy looks like, then maybe I want to join in.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where my perspective has changed. That's why I'm not so down on Hollywood about the size thing. You know, if they were doing the super thin, almost anorexic thing, then I would be down. But
right.
but I'm not mad that most of the auditions call for someone to be fit. I used to get upset. I was like, they just exclude me. Well, no, now I look at it as encouragement to get fit so that you can go in the room. You know what I mean?
Right,
so,
right.
That's kind of how I see it. And it's about part of the Jenny Craig campaign is letting people know it's not about being attractive and cute and thin. And it's about being healthy, living longer, and enjoying life. That's what it's about.
Mm-hmm.
That's the big picture. The big picture is eradicating diseases caused by your weight. That's what it's about. It's about no more cancer, no more diabetes because of
right.
what you put in your mouth.
Right.
Things we can control.
And I just want to let you know that in our chat room, you know, they're talking about passing around an e-collection plate. I guess you were preaching a few minutes ago.
All right. Oh, back to we had the Church of Mount Zion hotel room. We had hotel room.
Right.
Zion on the Hill. Mm-hmm.
But Braylee, this is Denise. Talk a little bit about like your beginnings. Like, what were you doing before you were acting? Like, you know, I think you said you went to college, right?
Absolutely. I actually moved to Los Angeles. to finish my degree and also become Beyoncé, because I feel like I was here before Beyoncé, and yeah, she stole my move. So I just knew that I was going to be Beyoncé. I mean, I came here to sing, actually. I'm a singer first, and, you know, someone saw me and said, no, honey, you are an actress all day, and the world is waiting to see that. And I was like, no, I'm Beyoncé. And they were like, no, you're an actress. And so when I listened to them and finally took the meeting with this guy's commercial agent, she said, honey, you are wasting my time and your money. So here, start going out. So, yeah, so I started off as a singer. I was even in a girl group, and we toured with the Backstreet Boys and did that whole thing as teenagers, and that was fun. And, you know, then I moved to L.A. to finish my college degree and graduated. I have a marketing, business marketing degree, so I guess marketing myself is what I learned in college. But, so, yeah, that's me. That's how I started. I started off as a singer, and then someone told me that I was an actor, and they were right.
And I also see that you're a comedian.
Well, you see that, you know, people have put that comedian thing on my everything. I'm like, I have never stood in front of a microphone one day in my life and tried to crack a joke. I would not even put myself on blast like that. No, boo. But I think comedic acting is what that comedian is about. I don't even try so much to be funny. It just comes off that way. So that's a God-given comedic timing. So that's where that comedian thing comes from. I mean, maybe one day I'll be brave enough to say, give me that microphone. Remember walking down the street? There was a duck trying to cross the street. I mean, I don't know. I don't think I can tell a joke like that. But, yeah, so that the comedian comes in with the comedic acting.
Gotcha.
Now, Viola Nicholson in the chat room wants us to tell you that it's a blessing that you got Jenny Craig and that you're encouraging others. You are favored, and this is, what, Braley University, she said? You teaching some folks tonight.
Did she just say Braley University?
Uh-huh.
Do you know how huge that is? Whoever that is, tell her I love her, and she just poured into my spirit big time. Because is today the 20th?
Today's the 21st.
Oh, I missed it. Okay. Well, yesterday, Oprah had an event called Oprah University. And I was so disgusted that I could not be there. I was just sad about it. And I was thinking, I'm going to have a Braley University one day. And when she just said, she just really took that thing and tell her thank you and I love her. And it's a blessing to be a blessing. And I hope that I am encouraging someone to live a little longer and, you know, be mindful of what we put in our mouths so that it doesn't show up on our hips. That's all. It's real simple. You know, calories in versus calories out. Get out, move your body. When I get off the phone with you guys, I'm actually going to go hit the gym in this hotel. Like, I'm going to get it in today. I'm going to get it.
And I believe you are. I believe.
And it'll be my second time. Let me go and say that I'm going to get it in twice.
Well, you know what? Let me ask you, because you just said I'm going to get it in. I think about, like, you know, when we're working, and I don't know if it's as hard for the actors as it is for hair and makeup. But, you know, like, we come in early, earlier than the rest of the crew. Once we wrap, you know, sometimes we're staying later trying to prepare for the next day. The actors, you guys sometimes wrap at different times. Some of you are depending on how many scenes you're in, you may be out earlier than the rest of us.
Yeah.
But it's kind of hard for us to, you know, go to the gym because we're in at work so early and out so late. And then sometimes even if we can get to the gym, you are so exhausted. Is it hard for you to get to the gym or even to eat properly? You know, on set, there's always all kinds of stuff.
Now, I will say that there is a demon called craft services that haunts all of us on every set. And it's got to be a determination, team effort. Luckily, you guys are twins, and you can travel together and you work together. We've got to look out for each other. We've got to say, hey, let's have a salad. Hey, I don't have anybody to do in between these two scenes. I'm about to go get the jump rope and jump rope outside this trailer. Like, there's got to be some additional, like I can't, what, that's easier for you to do. Now, you know I have my jump rope with me on that set, but I couldn't jump rope because I didn't want to sweat my hair out. So I was really caught, you know, I was like, man, I can't do nothing because, shoot, I don't want to sweat my hair out, you know what I mean? So it's like, it is difficult, but it's like, what can you do?
You have to make the choice, though. You really have to make the choice. Even though the junk food's there and all the good food is there, you have to decide, I'm not going to eat the candy. I'm going to eat the, you know, the carrots or the celery or cucumbers. You know, I'm not going to, you know, I'm just not going to drink all the coffee and the hot chocolate and all that. I'm going to drink water or have some green tea. You know, you have to actually
I don't
decide.
Think one should deprive themselves either. Now, I'll be the first to tell
shouldn't.
You, I will taste anything and everything. I'll be like, let me taste that. Just, you know, get a bite, get it in your mouth, and get over it. And then be like, okay, that's it. So,
you know,
you know,
you're
get
the
your
person
taste
that,
on.
That tries all the junk all the time, then, yeah, you, I mean, you're just going to have to step away.
Exactly. So it's just, you know, if teamwork makes a dream work. I say buddy up. You know, and that's the one thing that's super wonderful about Jenny Craig is that you get a coach. And they call it a consultant. I call her my coach because I feel like every great player in the NBA, NFL, NHL, what's the other one, MLB, they all have coaches, and that's why they're successful. Hello.
Right,
they're not
right.
doing it on their own. So everyone who's looking to lose weight, get healthy, you cannot do it on your own. You will not be that successful. So you have to have that accountability partner, that coach that says, okay, we just ran into a speed bump on that cheeseburger, I know. But we're gonna get back on it tomorrow, you know what I mean? Or because you had that cheeseburger tonight, we're gonna go on and put 30 minutes in on that treadmill just to get rid of some of the calories. You know what I mean? So it's that accountability. God did not place us here, you know, I always take it back to God. He didn't place us here to be here on our own. And actually, I heard a sermon this morning because, you know, obviously I'm on set and on location and can't go to church, so I looked at it online. And he said, if you look at the people in the Bible, they all were partnered up. Nobody was really on their own. Everyone, he talked about Paul and Barnabas today, but he was like, if you go through the Bible stories, everyone had a partner. It was like no one was just solo going to preach, you know, walking from place to place. You know, everybody had a partner. So it is important about your association will determine who you are. So look at the friends and family that you have around you, and sometimes you got to shake that thing up. And, you know, and sometimes you got to become the leader when you don't want to be and say, you know what, you guys, we all sitting around here doing nothing. We need to get up and go for a walk. We need to get up and do something. You know what I mean? So I think it's about being in the groups and teams and like I said, having the coach or accountability partner.
Right.
Yeah, that'll tell you success. Or just call Jenny Craig and go and get yourself a coach like I have and go on losing 33 pounds like I did on my way to 40 pounds.
All right. Do you have a goal? Do you have a goal? Like, did you say, like, okay, I want to lose 45 pounds, or are you just losing and when you feel comfortable?
I did. When I started out with Jenny Craig, they didn't put me on any, they didn't say, you know, you must lose this much or whatever, and nor did I have a goal. I just knew 200 was not the number for somebody 5'2".
you know what I mean?
Now that I'm like, you know, 33 and a little bit beyond, I am looking at the number 50. I'm looking at it. Now, I'm a curvy girl, and I'm still curvy even with the weight I've lost thus far. And the moment I begin not to be curvy, I'm not going to like that. Oh, no.
Right.
You know, I enjoy the southern men who enjoy a southern-looking woman, if you catch my drift. So I will stay curvy no matter what. But I'm really looking at, I'm thinking 50 pounds would be my number to kind of stop at because it puts me right in a range that, you know, I've still got some curves, but it will, you know, I won't be overweight anywhere, and I can go on and wear that two-piece bikini that I really want to get into. So that's what I'm going for. I'm going for the bikini. I'm trying to knock them out when I walk on that beach. So that's what I would like to get in that two-piece. So I'm going for the two-piece special. And this time it ain't going to be at Church Chicken, that's all.
All right. right.
Yeah, you heard it from the horse's mouth.
All right. Well, I mean, I think that's a good goal for you, and I know you will reach it because you're determined. That's for sure. So
y'all got to keep me accountable. That's why I love for people to hit me up on my Twitter, ask me what I say, because I won't lie.
Okay.
Well, why don't you just go out every day when you eat breakfast, lunch, dinner, and your snacks, and tell us what you ate.
I love it, and take a picture of it.
Take a picture of it. So that
that's what we all should do. We should all follow each other on Twitter and say, okay, this week, every time you put it in your mouth, you got to take a picture of it. That'll shame the devil so many times.
Yes.
People be like, I'm going to throw this candy bar away because I don't want to tweet that.
All right, well, there goes those cupcakes I've been putting on Instagram.
Now you don't tell on yourself.
My sister knows I get on her almost every other day about something that she's eating.
You'd be like, look here. And it's okay to have a little bit. Don't deprive yourself, but just don't overdo it. And it can't be daily, obviously, you know what I mean? It's just like, you know, in moderation.
Right. Right.
You know, somebody's birthday, okay, have a piece of cake. You don't need a piece of cake if it ain't nobody's birthday. What you celebrating? You know what I mean? And then don't go to too many birthday parties. You know, like, okay, right. Well, I went to one this month. Probably I'm not going to be celebrating with cake.
If they cut a piece of cake, take that slice and cut it smaller.
Cut it again. Ooh,
and then you only eat half of it.
What's real cute is always leave something on your plate. Always.
I was just about to say that.
Attractive. Oh my! You just look like such a lady when you're out on a date and you have food left. Hey, get cute with it. Like, oh yeah, I'm gonna take this to go, girl. Make that your lunch for tomorrow. Go and get that. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But don't eat it all in one sitting. Have a little for later. And, you know, sometimes I've had to tell myself that out loud. Braylee, it'll still be here. Why don't you just take a rest for a minute? Thank you.
But you know, and another thing, don't eat to get full.
No, and you should always be heading off the hunger. Another thing my coach always tells me is if you eat before you're hungry, then you won't be tempted to eat something that's just dumb, you know, that just doesn't make any sense at all. Because your taste buds kind of be like, you're not really into it. So if you always head off the hunger, we should all be eating something in our mouths. Every 2.5-3 hours, you should be having a handful of nuts, an apple, a meal, you know, something should be going in there to keep that fire burning, keep that metabolism up, keep that fire. You got, if you're burning a fire in a fireplace, what happens to it if you don't put wood in there? It just fizzles out.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same thing with your metabolism. Once you get that thing going with the breakfast, that was my problem before. I didn't eat breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
Now I have to have it. Give me my breakfast because that starts my motor, and then I'm eating every 2-3 hours. In your body, you'll start looking for something. You're like, ooh, what time is it? It must be 10 o'clock because I'm hungry again. You know what I mean?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's talk makeup really quickly. What's in your makeup bag?
Oh, okay, let me go get it. Oh, man, I wish I knew y'all was going to say that. Okay, and I want to be so honest because I'm the worst at makeup. I do not know how to do my own face. If you've ever seen me looking gorgeous, it was not me. So I have some hand lotion. I have, can I give a name brand?
Sure.
I have some Bliss body butter hand lotion. I have some, what is this called, Bobbi Brown. I guess it's like a stick.
Mm-hmm.
I have some MAC.
Wait, back up. Bobbi Brown. Is it stick foundation?
Yes, stick. I guess it's stick foundation.
What's the name on the bottom?
It is, the name doesn't have a color, but it's called 6.5.
Oh,
and
okay.
You guys, this is so weird in the middle of an interview, but this is the producer of the movie I'm in. Hold on for 2 seconds. I have to click over.
Hey, that's more important right now.
Yes, absolutely. But I'm waiting to see if she's going to mention the Makeup Forever lipstick. that I used on her on her last day because she loved that so much. And then we're here.
Okay, I'm back.
Okay, what else is in your bag?
All right, so that was a stick foundation, and then I have a this is a MAC lipstick, and child, I can't see what the bottom of it is. And then I have a Makeup Forever professional. It says, and it is called Intense Number 36. I wonder where I got that from.
I wonder where you got it from. We were just talking about you when you were off the line. I said, I wonder if she's going to mention that Makeup Forever lipstick.
Oh my goodness! And then I have another MAC lip gloss. I cannot read the bottoms of these things because it's a mess. I have another MAC lip gloss. I have a third MAC lip gloss. And I have a MAC chestnut liner. And I have another MAC lipstick, this time red. And then I have one MAC shadow.
I'm so surprised that you have. I'm surprised that you haven't mentioned your favorite thing.
Oh, and one more thing I have in there is a mint. Just so you, like, I literally took it out of my purse to empty it. And my favorite thing, we all know, are my lashes. But, honey, those are on my eyes and not in my makeup bag.
Right.
Boom, chicka boom. Those are on my eyes and not in this makeup bag, okay? I do not leave home with it. It's like my American Express.
You do not leave home without it.
No, ma'am. It won't catch me. I don't even like walking into the hair and makeup trailer with them off, but some mornings I was like, okay, well, you know.
Well, you know, I think you only may have done that one time.
Yeah, probably only once. I will get up and put them on to have them on for 2 seconds and take them off so you can do what you do. And might I add, my face was so pretty in this movie. When you guys see this film, you're going to be like, woo, Janice and Denise are going to do their thing. They were doing the thing. We was all pretty. Everyone was happy. You know, there's nothing like being unhappy about your look. Boy, I tell you.
Oh, absolutely.
It's the
absolutely.
Worst.
And that's so important. So I'm glad you brought that. I'm glad you brought that up because now, you know, everybody can hear it from the actors themselves about the whole, you know, the whole makeup look. Because a lot of times we talk about, you know, when we work on projects and we may have, you know, actors who may not be happy and how, you know, we have to actually please the actor and, you know, give them a little bit of what they want, you know, mainly what the director wants and, you know, be able to carry that vision out in our own way. So a lot of times we're talking about actors who, you know, they may not be happy. They may go back to their trailers and change their makeup or add something to it and things like that. So it's good to hear, you know, you make that comment because we don't really get to give the actor side so much.
Well, I think actors also need to remember we're not there being ourselves. We're there being characters. And it's important to let everybody do their job. I mean, there's sometimes I'm on set, and I hear some of the things actors say to different people who are there working. And I'm like, now, they got this job just like you did because they're professional at what they do, right? So I wonder how you're going to tell them to do their job. So that's just me personally, that I think sometimes we need to just hush and play your part and not be, you know, so much in charge of everything that you kind of overstep someone else's gift. That's their gifting.
Right.
That's why they're here. You know, that's why he's the cameraman. That's why he's lighting. That's why she's makeup, and this is why he's the security guard. You know what I mean? Everybody has their role.
Right.
And so a lot of times we just need to let people do their thing, and you may have a suggestion here or there. And, it, and now if someone's not good at it and it's terrible, I mean, I understand speaking up
that's
for yourself.
That's another story.
But if you trust the production and you trust, you know, I let people do their thing, and you might have a little suggestion here or there. And you guys are very accommodating, and I'd like to say you two in particular, thank you for being that way. But, again, I think you're there because you, you know, you have a gift that they knew was going to help their film come to life. And I have to be comfortable with that.
Absolutely. Well, I thank you for saying that because, you know, I've seen a lot of people, a lot of actors on set who may have gotten upset with someone in whatever department they were working in that, you know, they didn't like how they were doing this or the actor wanted something and the person didn't want to give it to them for whatever their reasons. And, you know, it can go either way. I'm not taking the other person's side, and I'm not, you know, talking against the actor, but I think sometimes, you know, actors, I think some actors, from what I've seen, are used to, like, maybe they've worked on other projects and they're used to something one way. For instance, with makeup, for example, let's say some actor has been using the same makeup artist on a show for a long time, and they're so used to that makeup artist's way that when they go to, like, another set, you know, like, if the makeup artist is not doing what so-and-so does, you know, some of them can be very vocal about it, and some of them, some people just don't say anything, and just like you said, just let you do what you do. But
yeah,
I'm always thankful.
You
exactly.
Got there,
well, I'm all...
because you do what you do, and I respect that. And again, if I'm completely uncomfortable, I will say.
Right.
But, you know, we just got to, it's just got to be a level of respect, I think.
Right. Absolutely, I agree.
Because I know it's easy. I have to trust you guys because I don't know how to do it. You heard what was in my makeup bag, a whole bunch of nothing. So I got to be like, well, honey, if this is what they got, this is what we all going to have.
Right.
I knew it.
Right. Well, Brady, thank you so much for joining us tonight. We really appreciate you taking the time. And we definitely don't want to hold you longer because I know you're on a new set now. That was awfully fast. And we thank God for that.
Yes, we do. Oh, I appreciate
it. Yeah. So we don't want to hold you because I know you have new work to do. But thank you just for sharing all that you shared tonight. And thanks to Notori for joining us as well. And shout out your website again, your Facebook and your Twitter, so people know how to find you.
Well, this is Braylee Evans. I had an amazing time on Beauty Talk, and thank you guys for having me. Call me back again. And if we do something video-wise, I would love to be a part of that. Just want to thank you guys for having this forum. Also, check me out on my website, BraylieEvans.com. My name is spelled BrelyEvans. And then hit me up on Twitter, Facebook. I'm on those daily. And it's me talking to you. It's not my assistant or nothing like that. It's actually me. I encourage questions. And Mr. Carl Payne has just walked in the gym being heck loud on my interview. Do you hear him in the background?
Ask Carl
Payne,
ladies and gentlemen. Braylee, ask Carl if he wouldn't mind sharing with us what beauty is to him.
He would love it, I'm sure. Well, maybe he would or maybe he wouldn't. I'm on. I have to explain. I am on a show called Beauty Talk, and they would like to know if you would explain to their audience what you think about beauty. Did I ask the question right?
No.
Hold on.
What
he said yes. Hold on. Hello.
Hi. Hey, Carl.
What's good?
How are you?
I'm good. How y'all doing? What do I think about beauty?
Yeah,
what does beauty mean to you?
What do you find beautiful?
Oh, man, so many different things. Beauty comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors, and intangible things. I mean, talent is beautiful. Birth is beautiful. You know, I mean, you can find beauty in almost anything. But I never knew the meaning of beauty in the eye of the beholder until it actually happened to me. You know what I'm saying? So that is what I don't find beauty in the typical, you know, things that most people would find beauty in. Like, you know, you can find beauty in an actual, a silent moment between, you know, you and God or you and the person that you love. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
So that's what beauty is. Beauty is the little thing.
Exactly.
You know? And most of the time, like I said, it has nothing to do with something that you see. It has to do with something that you feel.
Absolutely.
So if you feel beautiful,
that.
You are beautiful.
And there you go.
Hold on. I'm going back to stealing this water. I'm stealing some water from the gym to take to my room. Hold on.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Well, there you guys have it. You just never know who's going to pop up. on your show.
Right.
Exactly.
Thank you, Braylee, so much. We appreciate it. And I have a bunch of pictures I'm still going to send you.
So, you know, I'm looking forward to it. I'm out of breath now, so I really got to go. I'm
okay.
On this physical, getting it in. All right, y'all.
All right, have a good night.
Thanks so much. Good night.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Thank you so much to our guests tonight, LaTori Nutton and Braylee Evans, and a quick surprise guest, Carl Payne. You all know him from Martin. Thank you guys so much for listening and tuning in. If you like tonight's show, as always, please go out on our Blog Talk Radio profile and mark it as a favorite, or you can even leave a comment there. And then you can join us in on Facebook on the Beauty Talk fan page. Join us there if you want to continue the conversation for a few more minutes. And as always, join us again next week, 9 p.m. Have a great night. Be blessed. Good night.